Parshas Vayera.
Wow, this new dining room is just great, isn't it? It's beautiful. And the kitchen, it's so clean and nice. It's almost great looking forward to lunch. I don't know, I always look forward to lunch. Hey, here comes Gedalia, he's back. Hey, look, he has a new hat. Hi. Hi, Gedalia, how are you? You feeling better?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm feeling much better now.
How do you like the new dining room?
It's great. Hey, Uncle, can I ask you a favor?
Yeah, sure, Gedalia. What's the matter?
I have to step out for a minute. Can you watch my hat?
Watch your hat? What do I have to watch your hat for? What are you scared of? It's going to fly away?
It's a brand new hat. You know how hard it is for my family to buy me new things. My father's going through some real tough times now. I'm really scared it's going to get squashed. I have to step out a minute. Can you watch my hat?
All right, Gedalia. If you want me to, I'll watch your hat. I don't see why you're making such a big deal about it. Hey, Yanko! Look who's here! It's Mr. Roth, the old teacher. He came back to visit us.
Oh, great. Come on, why'd you put that hat down? Whose hat is it anyway?
It's Gedalia. He asked me to watch it.
What do you need to watch a hat for? Just put it down on the table.
All right, I guess no one's going to bother it if I put it down right over here.
Hey, Mr. Roth, hi. It's so great to see you again.
Hey, Mr. Roth, hi. I'm so happy you're here.
Dum-dum-dum, here I come. My name is Alexei. Yes, some people call me Alexei the Great. I call myself Alexei the Big because I'm a little big. All right, I once heard that my great-great-grandfather was the wagon driver of the Molshemtiv. That's what I once heard. Where did all those boys go? They went running up to the math teacher. I'm holding here this big tray of chocolate pudding. I'll just put it down on the table. What was that? Oh, what's underneath the tray of chocolate pudding? Oh, what is this? A nice-looking plate. No. Oh, must be a pancake. No, it's a hat. Oh, at least it's something that used to look like a hat. Oh, here come the kids. Hey, the chocolate pudding is here for dessert. What are you running out for dessert, huh?
What's that on the table?
I don't know. It looks like a... Oh, no. It's Gedalia's hat.
And here comes Gedalia. Yanko, I gotta run.
Where are you going?
I have a dentist appointment.
Now?
Yeah, I'm gonna make one. See you, Uncle. I gotta go.
For what?
I gotta study for the test. I don't want to be here when Gedalia comes back.
What test? We just had the test yesterday.
Gotta study for the next test in 2 months. Never too early to start.
Hey, don't everyone leave me here.
Hi, Gedalia. Yanko, where's my hat?
Your hat? Your hat? Over there?
My hat. My brand new hat. My brand new hat! Look at it! Look at it!
I see it. I don't have to look at it. I've seen it already.
Why did you do this?
I didn't do it. Mr. Roth, the old math teacher, came to visit us. Everyone went running out to see him, and then just then Alexei came by with his chocolate pudding, and he decided that your hat would be a good landing pad for it.
I told you to watch it! What did you put it down on the table for? Didn't you know it was gonna get squashed?
No, I didn't know it was gonna get squashed. Would you stop screaming? Look, everyone's coming back down.
I told you to watch it!
Hey, let go of me! Would you stop that?
Hey, come quick, a fight! I told you to watch my hat!
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? I put it down on the table.
Hey, look, Gedalia's trying to kick Yanko!
Yanko jumped away just in time.
Ha ha! Gedalia flew into the coat hangers!
Hey, all the coats came crashing down! And the hankers are all over him.
Oh, what you did to me! Now everyone's laughing at me! It's all your fault!
Calm down! What's the matter with you?
He's throwing the hankers! Hey, look out! It's raining hankers! It's raining hankers! Don't you! I'm gonna catch you!
Look out! Take it easy, would you?
Hey, sliding toward the table! The whole table came crashing over!
Hey, what's going on over here? The whole table came crashing over! Now look, my chocolate pudding looks as bad as that hat does!
Well, there goes Gedalia running up the stairs. Okay, here's the bell. We gotta go back into class.
Okay, boys. Let's begin the new lesson now. Where is Gedalia? How come his seat is empty? Why is everyone smirking over here? Why is Gedalia's seat empty?
Rebbe? There was a little fight by recess.
Fight?
Yeah, and Gedalia, he tried to kick Yanko, but he missed. He went flying into the coat hangers, and the coat hangers went flying on him. He tried to jump at Yanko, but he crashed into the chairs and tables and Alexei's chocolate pudding.
Uh-oh. Not again. Gedalia must be too embarrassed to come into the room. All right, boys. I want you to review yesterday's list. Where did you see Gedalia run off to?
I think he ran, like, near the boiler room.
Gedalia! Gedalia, where are you? Gedalia! Something tells me I just saw that chair move. Gedalia, we don't have moving chairs in this yeshiva. Would you please come out from underneath?
No. No. I'm never gonna come out. Never, ever, ever!
You're gonna be under that chair forever? You're gonna get hungry after a while.
No, I'm never, ever gonna come out!
Gedalia, come out. Sit down over here. On the chair, not underneath, please. You know what, let's step out of this room. It's sort of hot. You know you're not supposed to be in this room.
I know.
Now, you want to tell me what happened? I've heard a little bit, but give me a play-by-play.
You know how hard it is now for my family to buy new clothes for me. You know that my father's going through difficult times. Well, my father got me a new hat. And I know it was very hard for him to buy me a new hat. But I was embarrassed because my old hat was all squashed. So I went to Yanko, who I thought was my good friend, and I told him to watch it for me.
Don't tell me Yanko went and he squashed your hat. I don't believe it. Yanko would never do a thing like that.
I know he would never do a thing like that, but he put it down on the table, and then Alexei came, and he decided to land his chocolate pudding on my hat. It was squashed. Look at it, Remy. Look at it. It's like a pancake.
Listen, Gedalia, we'll try to help you out, okay? But I want to know what happened afterwards.
I was so angry at Yanko. I tried to kick him.
And you weren't very successful, were you?
I went flying into the coat hangers. And they came flying on me.
And then you went for the tables?
And I landed in the chocolate pudding.
Hmm.
If I get my hands on Yanko, I'm gonna...
Oh, chocolate pudding wasn't enough? Where do you want to land now? May I remind you, my dear friend Gedalia, about a Rashi in this week's Parsha?
Rashi?
Yeah. Do you remember what Rashi says on the pasuk of Vatal Hatzfardeya?
Yeah, Rashi asks how come it says only one frog came. There were like thousands of frogs.
And what does Rashi answer?
That there was like one frog and they kept hitting it and streams of frogs were coming in.
Mm-hmm. Let's try to picture the scene, Gedalia. The Mitzrayim are walking down the street and they behold this horrible sight.
Hey, look! A monster! It's a frog!
It's a huge frog!
Run for your lives!
Oh no, I thought the blood would be the worst plague.
Look at that horrible frog! Run! Run!
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of that frog. I'm not scared of any frog. Nobody worry. I'll take my big stick and... Ka!
Huh? Now there are two frogs. Three, four, five... More like 189.
Don't worry! I'll hit it again! Everyone hit it! Oh, everyone is hitting the frogs!
And there's thousands of more frogs jumping out.
The more they hit it, millions of frogs keep jumping out. And you know what the Mitzrayim continue to do?
They continue to hit it.
That's right. Now tell me, were the Mitzrayim smart?
No, they were angry.
Ah, so what happens when you're angry?
When you're angry, you hit the frog again and again.
Even though you realize every single time you hit it, you make the situation a lot worse. But you keep digging the pit deeper and deeper.
What does that have to do with my hat?
Let's put your hat aside. We'll take care of your hat. Don't worry about it. I want to know what you did when you came down and you were upset. When you saw your squashed hat, to you, Gedalia, that was like the huge monster Tzvardeya. And what did you do about it?
I tried to kick, and what happened? Got myself into coat hangers.
And then, instead of cutting your losses and saying, hitting it and producing more frogs is not going to solve the problem, what did you do?
I tried to throw the hangers in.
Don't you see? You kept hitting the frog again and again.
I guess I acted the same way the Egyptians did. All I got myself was a mountains of frogs around me. Well, that's what I feel like, a frog.
But whose fault is that? Here comes, your uncle, your friend.
Hi, Gedalia. Rebbe, is it okay that I came down?
Yeah, it's all right.
Listen, I'm sorry about your hat. I really shouldn't have left it on the table. I'm gonna pay for it, okay? I'll take off a little bit of my allowance for a long time, and I'll...
No. I'm the one that should apologize. I created mountains and mountains of frogs.
Frogs? Rebbe, what's he talking about?
Oh, he knows good and well what he's talking about. Don't worry about the hat. I told Gedalia I'll make sure it gets fixed.
It's not so easy to fix these hats. I think it's harder to fix my anger. But I'll do it, Rebbe. I'll do it.